I've always had an acute awareness of my own mortality, and I have chosen a profession where there can be many deaths along the way. Actors die on stage or on screen all the time, literally and figuratively. Characters die within the story of the literature they are serving. And actors die when they fail to get the laugh, or fail to give a believable performance, or fail to get the job. And honestly, it's not complete paranoia to believe that your career could be over after each performance. I mean, the job is over, right? To illustrate the point in the extreme, Tom Baker, one of the doctors in Doctor Who, was so sure his career was over during a run playing Macbeth that he gave away all his possessions during the run of the show, down to his toothbrush, under the belief that when it was over, he'd be figuratively, if not literally, dead. You have to get cast in another show if you're going to continue having a career. It's a crapshoot, not unlike life. Maybe having the kind of childhood I had brought a certain awareness that the unthinkable canon sometimes does happen. Shit happens. I am not alone in this appreciation, I am certain. Or maybe I'm too sensitive, as my mother always told me when I was growing up. How can somebody be too sensitive? How do you quantify how much one feels? How do you quantify how much I feel and its legitimacy? And then there's that actor thing where your job is to feel. You feel me? As a kid, I found more in common with people in their 80s than I did with kids my own age. Death for me was not a hypothetical. Like them, I felt death was not an abstract theory, but something real, something inevitable. Well, none of us are getting out of this alive, are we? I guess it's more about how we're going to get there. One of my favorite quotes is from the play Zorba. Life is what you do while you're waiting to die. Life is how the time goes by. To the point. I know I'm in danger of sounding a bit like morbid Morticia, but I think there's value in that kind of clarity. You don't tend to waste a lot of time sweating the small stuff, and you spend a lot of time appreciating it, the small stuff, that is. Little kindnesses offered unsolicited. That's my favorite. I love to laugh, especially at things that aren't meant to be funny. It's the only way I've found to convert the worst of humiliations or tragedies. Transforming that kind of pain is not a bad way to spend your time, you know? As a fellow actor once said, you can spend years extracting the poison of one humiliating experience. Actors who last for any serious amount of time are experts at that. Being an actor means putting yourself up for either simple rejection, which can be much more humane comparatively, or getting caught reaching for something that you desire, a part, a better performance, and pulling back a bloody stump. After the sting, inevitably, there's a lot of funny stuff in there. Can't take it all too seriously. I want to thank people in my life who have helped me see how funny life is and who aren't afraid of some tears. Christine Lindgren Peters, my oldest and dearest friend, we became great friends in junior high, so we go way back. She has always been there for me when most were not, and she makes me laugh. There were plenty of unfunny years, and she always found the funny. Christine, I wouldn't have survived without you. You're one of the most beautiful and funny people I have ever known. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Vito, you have helped me believe that some things last. Not everything is impermanent. I don't care what your Buddhist beliefs say. And you have given me the kind of everyday presence that brought I Can Do It back into my vocabulary. Your help in mining my memory has been invaluable. You understand, you recognize, and you accept who I am. I thank and love you forever. I want to thank my mother, Deanne Payton, for doing the best that she could to raise three toddlers when she was really still a kid herself. She had the world by the tail and shifted gears to take care of us. It couldn't have been easy, but she grew up quickly and made the hard choices. That means so much. I love you lots, Mom. And to my sister, Taylor Ashbrook, and my brother, Dana Ashbrook, I love you and admire you both. You are both so smart, beautiful, and talented. I consider you guys my war buddies. We were in the trenches together, and I'm so grateful for your laughter. Love you bunches. To Brenda Scott Royce, my friend, you have brought so much laughter into my life, and I can never thank you enough for that. But I got a twofer with you. You are a brilliant writer, and you extended yourself generously to help me with my first attempt at prose. I would not have been able to pull this off without your help. And truth be told, your support and friendship in these last many years have made my life so much richer. Thank you so much, and I love you. And then to the apple of my eye, Peyton Ashbrook, my daughter. You are my greatest teacher. You taught me what it is to love. You have so many gifts, and I feel so grateful to have you in my life. I love to watch you shine, and I thank you for giving me so much joy. I love you more than I can ever articulate. Keep laughing, little one, and keep reaching for your dreams. Don't let anyone take them away from you.